amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit,
today I would like to share a well-known verse from the Bible, Isaiah 54, I almost said 45 there, Isaiah 54, where it talks about Noah and the flood, and most people that are in the grace message knows this verse very well. But today I've got the Afrikaans translation here, and I'm going to translate directly from this translation and explain something to you that might clarify some contradictions that there might be in your mind. Now, the Bible says that God clearly states here in Isaiah 54, verse 9, that as in the days of Noah, so is done to God, that as he has sworn that he will, that the earth would not be flooded by water again, in the same way he swears that he will not be angry with us or rebuke us. But the Bible clearly states in Hebrews that God rebukes people. And it talks about the rebuke in Hebrews 10, for instance. So what a contradiction. Here it says in Isaiah 54 that God will never rebuke you. But in Hebrews it says that God does rebuke people and that we should accept the rebuke of God. Now, what does that mean? Now, the Afrikaans translation here says it so well. I'm going to read in Afrikaans and then explain it. It says here, soos in die dae van Noag is dit vir my, as in the days of Noah, so is it with me now. Soos ek gesweer het dat die waters van Noag nie meer oor die aarde sou gaan nie, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more cover the earth, so het ek gesweer dat ek nie op jou toornig sal wees nie, in the same way I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, of jou sal dreig nie. Now, that word here that we normally says the rebuke, you know, in the English, is not the word rebuke in the Afrikaans, but the word threaten. So, what God actually says is, I will not be angry with you or threaten you. I will not be angry with you or threaten you. And as he has sworn that the waters of Noah should never go over the earth, and around God's throne is a rainbow, showing a 24/7 rainbow of God's covenant, wherein he says that he will never be angry with us or threaten us. So if the think of the gospel you listen to. Is it a threatening gospel? If you don't do these five steps, then God cannot bless you. If you don't give money, God cannot prosper you. If you don't pray every day, God cannot do something for you. If you do something wrong, you open a door for the devil. Do you feel threatened by God? If you think of a prophetic word and somebody must give you a prophetic word, do you think God will threaten you? He says here that he will not be angry with us, neither will he threaten us. For he makes a new covenant with us. He brings the New Testament. Why? Because the law is a threatening message. You get threatened with the law. You get threatened with the law. It's where you feel scared. If I don't do these five things, then this. If I don't do those things, then that. No, the true gospel is not a message where God threatens, but where you feel loved and accepted. Never feel threatened again. God loves you. Amen.